Big night. Big night. One game at a time. Can't worry about the Boston series. Can't worry about what happened with Philly. Take it one game at a time. Do I sound like I'm trying to talk myself into that, by the way? Because I am. John Crotty is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty played in the NBA for a decade. You see him on Heat coverage on Bally Sports Sun, which, by the way, you will get Bally Sports Sun coverage if the Heat win tonight, because round one will be aired locally on Bally Sports Sun with E. Reed and John Crotty and the entire crew. If they don't get past the Bulls tonight, you will not see Crotty again until next season. He goes into hibernation. He's joining us now. Hello, Crotty.
That's a great setup, brother. You got it. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Are we? Here's where, I mean, Crowder and I and Solana, we discussed this ad nauseum yesterday. Do we want to talk more about Nicholas Batum, or are we moving on from that, Crotty?
I think you got to move on. I mean, it's, you know, the thing that's so, I don't know, engaging, or, you know, it must-see type TV is the one-game nature of these play-in games, right? So a guy like Batum gets hot, and he's the game-changer in that game. To me, the big man Embiid just looking so pedestrian out there. I just couldn't believe how poorly he was moving around. The guy can score just walking around out there. He's so talented. But Batum was obviously the difference. And here we are. And look, the Heat are built for these kind of moments, back to the wall, you know, kind of scenario, and no Jimmy, which makes it tougher. But, you know, again, I think everybody on that roster at some point during the season has had to step up and play a lot of minutes. There's been a franchise high in terms of starting lineup changes this year due to people being out. So it's just been that kind of year, guys.
Jimmy gutted it out. There's no question about that. We talked about that a lot yesterday. And, you know, you can – I mean, you played for a long enough time. Crowder played for a long enough time. An alpha dog star like Jimmy Butler in a game like that, there is no talking him into coming out or saying, hey, maybe you'd be better served. Like, he was not coming out of that game, correct? And you've probably seen a million examples of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, unless it's at a point where it, like, scares you, where you're like, oh, I mean, I have zero stability, and then it's just, you know, I gotta stop. But I think he just tested it, and he felt like, you know, my team needs me right now, and this is it, and, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And, you know, again, even like an Embiid, I mean, Jimmy means so much to the team, even if he can get out there and he's a portion of himself, he can still score, and then he's going to draw a lot of defensive attention. So, it, you know, the stars of your team in the NBA make the game easier for the guys around them, too. They create more space. They create opportunity when they're double-teamed to be able to move the ball and find openings. So, you know, it's a big loss.
What about tonight? I guess we have to move on to tonight. I do believe, even without Jimmy Butler, that the Heat are a better team than the Bulls. What do you foresee happening tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we're going to need some guys to really step up. I think as a team, I agree with you. I think we're a grittier team. We're a team that our identity is on the defensive end, regardless of who's in the game. But, you know, when it comes to scoring the basketball, we got to be able to score the ball and get to 100 or more points to, you know, to still have a good chance. And I think we're going to need an outstanding performance from Tyler Herro, who I think is built for these kind of moments.
That's what I was going to say, Crotty. Isn't it Tyler that has to step up? Bam's going to do his thing. Bam's going to fill the stat box. But offensively, Tyler has to be the man, right?
Yeah, I think it's Tyler, and you know, he's the guy who's got such huge upside. And, you know, Bam does so many things for the team in terms of defending multiple positions, in terms of passing and distributing and screening and rebounding the ball. He's a steady scorer, but that, you know, I wouldn't say that's the strongest part of his game. With Tyler, it is. And Tyler's coming back. He's fresh. you know, from missing a bunch of games. He's played with great energy and passion since he's been back. You know, didn't shoot it great in the last game, so even more so, I think he's due to have, you know, one of those potentially huge games.
Give us a surprise guy tonight. Who's a guy who can surprise tonight with a big game, maybe, you know, match whatever DeMar or Kobe White's going to be able to put up?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if these guys match, you know, a DeRozan, but I would say, you know, our bench has been pretty good. Hakez has been playing well. He's a guy who can get it going. I think Jovic is a guy who, you know, he can surprise you. If he hits, to me, so much of it's confidence with him. Keep an eye on him. If he hits like an early three, then look out. I think that's a really good sign, because then he'll tend to be more aggressive. If not, he tends to sort of back off a bit. And then, look, Caleb's capable as well. We saw what he did in the Eastern Conference Final. A lot of it for him is being able to make three-point shots. He's such a good driver, and they play him drive. So when he's hitting threes and they got to go to him, then he's really hard to stop.
And, Crot, do they need to pull him in the mud? Because you just said get to 100, but to win this game, should it be one of those 98, 96 games? Do they need to slow it down and pull him down into the mud defensively because of the fact that Jimmy's out?
I think so. I think it'll be that way, too, just the way they are, too, guys. I mean, they're not a super pace, high up and down, you know, octane team. I mean, they'll take advantage of you if you turn the ball over, so taking care of the ball is going to be important. But I think that's just, you know, I think that's going to be the style that we, you know, are going to gravitate to without Jimmy out there.
I obviously have never played the game, but you both have. So if I am way off base on something like this, because this is going to be a fan's perspective here, just slap me down like you always do, Crotty. Tonight, is there the possibility that there's a little emotional deflation from the Heat because Jimmy's injured and Rozier's not going to be out there? You're missing another scorer. And the looming series with the Boston Celtics is what awaits if you win. So could there be some sort of emotional letdown after what happened in Philly?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a fair question. I mean, look, to me, it's always so important to come out of the gates early on, like set the tone energy-wise in the first 3 to 5 minutes. Miami, unfortunately, for whatever reason, has not played well at home. We played better on the road, which is really strange. Typically, it's the other way around. So I'm hoping they can come out of the gates, play with great energy, get the crowd engaged, and sort of ride that through. I don't see a letdown. I mean, look, I think with professional athletes, and I think, you know, Channing would sign off on this, you learn to compartmentalize things. So, you know, when you have a bad game, you got to file it away. You got to move forward. If you're constantly worrying about the past or mistakes you've made in the past, you know, you just can't perform. And I think guys over the course of the year, you know, really become good at that, and that's part of the attitude and mentality you have to have. So I don't see a letdown, and I think it's really, you know, you talked about the Celtics. You can't think about playing the Celtics. You got to just, it's a one game deal. Your back's to the wall. You're trying to win one game, and then you'll worry about the Celtics or whoever it is after that.
Yeah, Crot, I said it before. After the first snap of the game, I don't care if it's a playoff game. Now it's big-ass dudes trying to choke me to death every play, so I got to worry about what's at hand here. But the play-in tournament, Crotty, which is, you know, fairly new, is it the Game 7 approach? Because to Hawk's point, like, the mindset of the play-in is something new to these players. Is it really like, are you thinking Game 7 of a 7-game series? Is it just something different? What's the approach of this play-in tournament?
No, it's exactly that. It's a Game 7 because it's a win-or-go-home, you know, mentality. And, you know, I think what makes the best teams win year in, year out in the NBA is because you're playing a 7-game series in every round. You know, over the course of a series. But in a one-game matchup, man, anything can happen, and that's why we see the craziness we see in the NCAA basketball tournament with, you know, teams that are, you know, would win 1 out of 10 times winning. You have to come in. You can't, like, play yourself into the game. You got to come out from the get-go playing at a high level. Every possession matters. It's got that Game 7 mentality. And again, I do mean this. I think our team is built for that. I mean, think about what they did last year. You have a lot of similar guys on the team, again, from last year. Same exact scenario, right? Lost the first game in the play-in, had to win this, actually had to play against Chicago to do it, and wound up going on a run and using that as sort of a stepping-off point to get better and better and advance in the playoffs.